The story of the life of William Branham is so out of this world and beyond the ordinary that were there not available a host of infallible proofs, one might well be excused for considering it far-fetched and incredible. But the facts are so generally known and of such a nature that they can be so easily verified by any sincere investigator that they must stand as God's witness to his willingness and purpose to reveal himself again to men as he once did in the days of the prophets and the apostles. The story of this prophet's life, for he is a prophet, though we infrequently use the term, indeed witnesses to the fact that Bible days are here again. The writer is keenly conscious of his own lack of literary qualifications to properly depict and tell the story of this great ministry. However, he is aided considerably in that not a little of the narrative has been told in the words of Brother Branham himself and by certain others who have been associated in this ministry. The cause of this large gathering could be stated in a few words. It had been told over the city that a man by the name of William Branham was coming to town and would speak in the municipal auditorium. Concerning this man, it was said that an angel had appeared to him in a special visitation, and gifts of healing were being manifest in his ministry. For, believe it or not, despite the trend of materialistic thinking that has engulfed the intelligentsia and the schools of our learning of our day, it is evident that deep down in the heart of the human being, there does and always will exist a longing for the manifestation of the power of the supernatural. Man lives a fleeting, fragile life in a world marked everywhere by decay, disintegration, and death. Materialistic and modernistic theology, which have nothing to offer man one moment after his death, cannot satisfy the inherent longing of the human soul for survival.